Hey, what's up? It's the Damo Show. I'm your host, Damian Goddard. And folks, I'm trying so hard to stay excited about my Blue Jays. Hey, I'm Canadian born and bred. I'm a Jays fan. And this team is sort of resurrecting the ghosts of those 92-93 World Series squads. You know, they're two games out of first place in the American League East this late in the season. We're heading into August. It's going to be exciting, except for the fact that the Chicago White Sox are organizing an Out with the Sox weekend. Yeah, take a guess. Of course, it's an organization. It's an event for the LGBT in that city, and likely the city that will be visiting that particular weekend. And I'll give you one guess as to which team is going to be visiting U.S. Cellular Park that weekend. Yes, of course, it's my Blue Jays. So I'm wondering how I'm going to do the whole TV boycott thing as the Jays make their surge into territory that they're not used to in recent years. Hey, listen, we got a big show to get to. It's a great one, and it's going to involve a little bit of emotional highs and lows. It's going to be a bit of a roller coaster, okay? Something happened today that really irked me, and it was more or less the response from Catholics. Now, it's going to be strange hearing. Just bear with me, because I am a devout Catholic, but I'm taking the side of Ben Seawald, the 19-year-old evangelical Protestant. You don't know who Ben Seawald is, but he's better known as the significant other of a particular 21-year-old girl by the name of Jessa Duggar. You know the last name Duggar, don't you? That TLC show, I think it's 19 and counting. You know, God bless the Duggars. You know, they're not Catholic. They're off the reservation. We got to bring them in. But, you know, they love children, they love Christ, and Ben Seawald, the boyfriend of Jessa, took to Twitter and put up a tweet that really irked some Catholics. He said this, quote, "Where Catholics depart from Scripture, I will in no way support, but will call them out because I love them and desire that they be turned from their deadly errors," end tweet. Thank you, Ben Seawald. That ticked off Catholics. Not so much me. I got this from the Daily Mail. They called that a frothy diatribe. Are you kidding me? Again, Ben made it clear. He loves Catholics, hates Catholicism. I'm on the polar opposite. I love Protestants, but hate Protestantism. But too many Catholics have much angst against Ben Seawald for what he put out there. I'm thinking, you know what? In this day and age, we need people to throw down the gauntlet to open up some serious discussion, not the sort of milquetoast dialogue that we hear from people who just like, you're okay, I'm okay, everyone's okay. I think this is where we need to head. That's just one thing on my mind. A second thing is this video. There's a viral video that came across my desk, my computer, and oh man, it made me feel uncomfortable. I could barely get through the 2.5 minutes on it, personally. It was just really, the word I keep using is creepy. You can view it yourself. It's only 2.5 minutes in length. And you can go to our website, the webpage ihradio.com, immaculateheartradio.com. Go to our webpage ihradio.com and check out the video. All right? When we go to break or whatever, just check it out. It's 2.5 minutes in length. And it's putting this different spin on a dynamic between daddy and daughter to the point of first date language being used to describe the relationship between a father and his daughter. And in the video, it's a 3-year-old girl, and the dad's getting ready in his bedroom, his ensuite bathroom, and there's another guy in there, and he's saying, you know, he's all nervous about this date that he's going on. We don't know at the time it's with his 3-year-old daughter, but it just really creeped me out. And I posted that on Facebook as much. I can't believe how many people were against me. They were like saying, Damo, ease up, buddy. It's a feel-good commercial. My opinion is it's darn near creepy. And I believe in this culture in which we are doing our darndest to emasculate men, that message is certainly what we do not need. And people are going to make those videos, but we don't have to like them. And anyway, I've got way too many points to bring up about the video. Go check it out. We'll have it on later on the show. First things first, though. Persecution. What does it mean to be persecuted? We're getting a good example of what is happening with regard to persecution in the Middle East. As Christians fleeing Mosul, Iraq, know what persecution means. At the hands of Islamic terrorists, that, my friends, that's persecution. Convert or die, or stay and pay the jizya and be treated as a fourth-class citizen. Those are the options for Christians in Iraq, in Mosul. So they left. They're out. There aren't any Christians in Mosul. How do you like that ecumenism? I saw this video today. I could hardly get through it without shedding a tear. And it was a little feature presentation, a little mini doc of, you know, I call them present day crusaders, you know, doing Jan Sobieski proud from his grave. These men are brave, brave souls. This story done, and in the video there are about 8 to 10 of them that you see at one time. They are Christian freedom fighters. And they travel on flatbed trucks with the word Sutoro emblazoned on the hitch. Now, Sutoro in Aramaic, according to the video, means security or protection. That's their mandate. These brave men understand what is rolling across their country and know that it is just a matter of time until it's on their doorstep. But they ain't running. They are facing it. They are confronting it full on because, as they say in the video, their love of Christ and of their homeland compels them to do so. Unbelievable stuff. Persecution. And the guy that's sitting in this chair and talking to you in this microphone has no flipping clue what persecution means, okay? Let's just get that clear. It'd be safe to say that very few of us listening on this show right now truly understand what persecution means, what it means to be persecuted. This little mini doc takes place in Al-Kamishli, which is in northeastern Iraq. So they have not yet felt the sting of Islamic terrorism yet. Yet, they haven't felt it. They, one of the gentlemen in the mini doc is telling us what Al-Kamishli means. It means city of love. And if that doesn't make your heart jump up into your throat as you are put on this tour via video camera of where these men are living, where they are toiling for essentially the salvation of souls. It's truly heart-wrenching. This other gentleman, as they take us on this tour on this flatbed truck, you're rolling through the streets, the muddy, the rain might have fallen hours before the cameras were rolling, so it was pretty brown, okay? And concrete. And you could just imagine the smell of a city that doesn't have the sort of plumbing and sewage system that we have in this comfy, cozy, first world environment that we are blessed to be in. And this truck is rolling through the streets, and this gentleman on the flatbed, as he's bouncing around, is talking about his love, his descendants, everyone he has known and loves and holds dear to his heart, has lived in Al-Kamishli, the city of love. And they just won't run. They can't run. They love Christ. They love their city too much. And this one gentleman says the French who came and helped settle it designed the city not as an Arabic city, but something with a little Parisian panache, if you will. It's called, as a matter of fact, Al-Kamishli is better known as Little Paris. And you know, they say the word, and I'm looking around, and I'm like, that's Paris? That ain't Paris. Persecution. What does it mean to be persecuted? And yet our Holy Father goes to Caserta in southern Italy over the weekend to talk about persecution. Now, the persecution he's talking about are Catholics against Pentecostals. That's persecution. Call us 1-888-887-7120. 1-888-887-7120. Is the Holy Father doing a great disservice to the term persecution by levying it against Catholics as he's speaking to Pentecostals in southern Italy. My compadre on IH Radio, Patrick Madrid, actually took to Facebook and he asked a very provocative question, one with which I agree needs asking. Patrick Madrid said this on Facebook, "But when did Catholics ever persecute Pentecostals? Hashtag honest question." Great question, Patrick. Do you have any answers? We're taking your calls. 1-888-887-7120 here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Taking a break. Right back with your calls after the short break. Stay with us.